on August 2nd.
Ant-Man and the Wasp teaming up.
Follow my lead.
Get ready for Big Heroes.
You know, I'm an Avenger now.
Yeah, so you've mentioned.
Big Buzz.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
And the biggest movie of the summer.
I wish I had a suit. Even a suit with minimal powers. Even just a suit with no powers.
Easy now.
Let's fly!
Marvel Studios' Ant-Man and the Wasp. In cinemas Thursday, August 2nd.
Now you're listening to NWO Podcast.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggettes, episode 17 of the NWO Podcast with myself, Bennessy, Ricky the Prince, and plus,
hey,
let's go,
little bitch, we some niggas with a pen. We some niggas with a pen.
I swear,
we some niggas with a pen. We some niggas. With a pin, nigga 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 with a pin, nigga. I'm a nigga and I got a pins. You need a pins, get in from these niggas, get in from these niggas, get in from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pins, get in from these niggas. Hey, three niggas on mic talking shit. Three niggas who might take your bitch.
Okay.
I got opinions and shit to say. Don't look at me, bitch, you gay. That's wrong. Talking at you. Talking to you, younger man. Talking to you. Don't look at me.
Welcome back. Niggas with the Penis Podcast.
Oh shit. No, the nigga was doing the intro Millie rocking though.
That's how you know I'm getting comfortable. I'm getting cocky. Hey Chris Khalifa, you got that on camera?
Your reaction was priceless.
He looked over like, is this nigga Millie rocking right
now? Oh shit.
Gentlemen, how the fuck are we doing? How we feel?
Doing great. Doing amazing. Good.
Feeling immaculate.
Fantastic, fantastic. We have folk gangsters in the studio with us this weekend. Chris, what's going on? How are you, my brother?
Let him grab his mic. Put out his weed smoke.
Check in. Nah, I'm good, man. I'm chilling, bro. Had a good weekend, you know what I'm saying? Kicking it with the newborn, 4 a.m. shit.
Gang, gang. Oh, gang, gang.
Yeah. The red way.
The pussy brother say, yo.
Yo.
Yo, nigga, nigga, AP, nigga AP in the building, nigga Jeff in the building, and my nigga Kenny in the building. And speaking of Kenny, you know what I'm saying? It's my nigga's birthday. So
oh,
let's give my dog a round of applause
happy
for his birthday.
Happy
birthday to my nigga.
Yes, happy birthday.
Hey, yeah, there you go. So yeah, man, so this weekend was his birthday. So yesterday, we went to a birthday dinner for him. It was pretty lit, pretty dope.
Wait, niggas do birthday dinners too? That's classic. What you nigga? Where you niggas went?
We went to Haiti Breeze. nigga, birthday dinner was at 7:30. I texted nigga saying, "Yo, I'm gonna be late, man." He's like, "All right, cool." I rolled up to the birthday dinner at fucking 10 o'clock. I see all these niggas still in, like, waiting and shit. I was like, what the fuck going on? They was like, oh, yeah, we still waiting. I'm out.
Don't you hate when you late to some shit and they late too? What's the point?
I was hoping by the time I got there, they was cashing out.
You understand?
Niggas didn't even have a seat yet.
You get
I see Jeff. Jeff was pacing back and forth. He was stressed out. I don't know. I'm not sure what the fuck was going on. Amos
Jeff,
was smiling.
Jeff was ready to knock a motherfucker out.
Jeff was hungry. I'm like, oh, man, this ain't good. So I left, picked up the baby, came back. Niggas still wasn't eating. I was like, wow. Yeah.
Young Benny, what you did this weekend?
I was there too in attendance at the birthday dinner. We was there waiting for like 3 hours, man.
That's what it sounds, 7 to 10. That's yeah. 3.
But other than that, I didn't do anything else.
And my apologies that we missed the comedy show. We didn't know that the birthday dinner was going to be so long.
Fuck you.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
Hey, listen.
I got them free tickets.
I'm sorry,
I'd have to pay for them. I don't give a fuck. Sorry, the fucking room that I did, that shit always scare me because the room is majority white and Cuban. The age is like 35 to 60.
So my life, my laugh would have scared them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was two black people in the entire audience. I spoke to them all night. Talked to them all night, essentially. But the show was dope as shit, though. I smashed that bitch.
I'm sure.
I wore terrible pants. Ricky's going to post a picture later.
Yes.
I don't know why they look that way. Like, when I was at home in the mirror, they looked gangster as fuck. I just see the crease or the bell bottoms.
I saw you post a picture of you at the show. And I was sitting next to Benson at the dinner. And I said, yo, Ben, hold on. Time out. This nigga got on Danny Tanner pants.
You know the jeans Obama wears?
So Ben, being the mastermind that he is, he said, dog, zoom in. I said, Ben, I'll do you one better. I'm going to crop him out, and I'm going to send it to this nigga. And I hope he's still performing.
Hey, I think I got off stage. And then, I posted that shit. I was fucking drinking. I saw that shit and began laughing loud as fuck in the comedy club. Lady wasn't even making no fucking joke on stage. It was weird as fuck.
That nigga said to me, I wore them, so whatever I get, I deserve
it. I deserve it. I fucking deserve it. I deserve it.
Oh, shit.
I just got back from fucking Tampa from picking up my son from Bible camp, because anything to keep him the fuck away from me, you know how that goes.
Really? He was in Bible camp?
Yeah. Shit. This is like his third camp this summer. And I'm doing one more before school start. Gotta keep that young nigga busy.
Our listeners are sick. They enjoyed our praise break last week.
What the fuck was that?
It wasn't even, like, as always, it wasn't planned or anything, but I got like 20 messages. You got messages, Ben got messages. People were like, that was so dope.
Huh? Don't get it fucked up. I know the Lord's music, but yeah. I totally belong to the devil at this point. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get it fucked up. I'm well aware of who I serve. I know what's going on.
The Lord is working on you. I just didn't think.
He's had 31 years. He better.
This nigga was a choir director. That's a great point.
What's crazy? My son is such a good Christian. I curse. Father, you shouldn't say that.
I'm still shocked how you breeded Eli. That kid is so like polite and nice.
I'm a piece of shit.
We know that.
But I strike fear into that boy's heart. Like, I have friends who don't beat their children. And I mean, I don't kill my kid, but he knows that, like, I'll pull one out the clip if I need to. That's all I need.
Yeah, Chris is one of the parents that doesn't lay his hands on his children.
Some niggas parent with love, and it looks effective from afar.
Yeah.
I'd rather use fear. I enjoy fear.
Yeah,
it's a great method for me. It's worked generationally in my family. It's kept us out of jail.
My dad, I always call my dad, you know, the Netflix, the Marvel shit, Iron Fist. My dad was the original Iron Fist.
Iron Fist.
My kids still original. Fear me. Don't get it fucked up.
Oh, I'm sure they do. It's just that for me, I guess for Haitians, fear comes with the possibility of getting broken in half.
You just need to know it's available.
Yeah,
it's available. You need to know it's on the menu.
Yes, it's on the menu, for sure.
I don't know. I tried to change the, like, you know what I'm saying, the dynamic.
I got you.
I got beat as a kid. Yeah. So I see, not say that it worked out bad, but just that this is how that worked out. Let me try something else.
Let me ask you a question, because I was the kind of young nigga where, like, if I got a lecture as opposed to a beating, I know you just let me the fuck off. I'm going to turn up now. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Could you believe you talked? Could you believe she fucking talked?
Yeah.
She gave us a lecture, B. Let's turn the fuck up. I was one of them kids. I needed to be fucking beat. If I didn't get beat, I don't know what I'd be right now.
One motherfucker. I was one of them kids that didn't matter.
One motherfucker that got a lot of beatings was Kenny growing up. He got his ass whooped a lot. And I seen it firsthand. I mean, his dad was our pastor. He used to get his dad would give the message, and before we go to the prayer to end the service, Kenny's in the back getting his ass whooped for misbehaving.
Pastor kids needs the most beatings, bro. They need the most.
That motherfucker
because
was bad.
They know that church is full of shit earlier than anybody else does. They know early as fuck that this whole system is full of shit.
I mean, you know what? Speaking of beatings, Tekashi took a hell of a beating this weekend.
Yes! Hey, everybody clap for Ricky right now.
I learned from my dog, Plus.
That's beautiful.
So, to commemorate the beating, I think we should play a special selection for Mr. Tekashi. Take it away, Benny.
To the
Baby.
Shit change, I'm still coming on this wall. Still up.
Baby.
Still up 300 never. I'm still
sick. Baby.
Recipes look still.
That's for you, bitch.
Recipes all the guy. Recipes all the guy. Gang, gang, nigga, front street shit. Oh, bitch, one shit, nigga. Bang, bang, nigga, gang, bow, gang, gang in this bitch, nigga. I got all my motherfucking jury on. You can try to flash like your bitch ass.
Hey, he's so terrible.
You don't want these bullets flying like some corn. You a motherfucking fall, little Kermit. I'm a glow, man. I don't need a garment.
All right, and fuck the cops. Okay, so I just got into town. I didn't read the entire story. Explain to me what happened exactly. Because from what I saw, I'm taking pictures with Nikki, asking, "Will you still love me even though I got beat up?"
Yeah, that's.
I saw his BM posting, "Please respect my privacy during this matter." So apparently she was involved. That's why I kind of believe it's real. But the way his single rolled out, the way these photos rolled out, the way his recovery happened is making it really difficult for me to buy this shit.
It looks suspect, doesn't it?
It looks too good.
I don't know. Well, he was pistol whipped, kidnapped, robbed, and the photo leaked of him being in a hospital. So I'm not really sure.
That's a selfie. That shit ain't
who took the picture. His eyes are closed in the picture. But pretty much what it's saying is that the officers drove to his home because they got a call that from his baby mom that he was robbed. For his jewelry, $750,000 worth of jewelry and about $20,000 in cash. It was around 4 a.m. on Sunday. I guess he just wrapped up a studio session or something. And they said it was three hooded gunmen who got out of the car, grabbed him, pistol whipped him, knocked him unconscious, whatever. drunk. and they took about $15,000 to $20,000 in cash. While his baby mom and his daughter was still inside the house. And at some point, this is the part that kind of got me like, okay. Because at some point they said he was able to open the back door and jump
and
out.
Escape.
On some MacGyver shit.
Like he's a fucking superhero.
Yeah,
right?
Come on, get the fuck out of here. I seen the video of this nigga trying to run. There's no way this motherfucker got away from three men with guns and walked away alive, bro.
And then,
like,
I want you to understand that like what happened to XXX Tentacion.
Right.
Is what happened when real gangsters press you. These must have been the most fucking polite gangsters
most
in the
softest,
world.
Most
okay?
Nicest.
Because they got him after the studio. They let this kid and this old lady unharmed.
Unharmed.
They roughed him up a bit, didn't shoot, didn't stab him, took his money, allowed him to escape.
That's crazy. It's why I'm saying, like, I don't I don't believe it. And my only other question is, If it is real, why didn't they finish the job?
That's my thing. Why didn't they finish the job?
Yeah.
Unless they really just wanted the fucking money and didn't really need. I don't
understand the point. I mean, you got $750,000 worth of jewelry, but
$750.
But when you go to turn most of that jewelry in, it's pretty much like.
So it's not 75. It's 750.
It's 750.
Oh, them boys hit a lick.
Yeah, almost $1 million worth of jewelry and $15,000 to $20,000 in cash.
I just wanted somebody to touch and pause. I wanted somebody to put hands on.
I mean, well, you know what? This breaks that whole untouchable shit because the other day, academics posted a video of
real.
Him getting out with like five, what looks like German ass security guards. Like he was,
yeah.
It was a wall of whiteness protecting him.
Yeah.
And like now he's slipping like this because these definitely were New York niggas. It's not out of town niggas getting you like this. But it's niggas from the crib.
Yeah. It usually is. That's how these things work. You know what I'm saying? This nigga was in Chicago. He was in New Orleans. He was in Houston. He's been all over and never touched. Nothing has ever happened to this nigga, dog. You know what I'm saying? So,
but now he's back at the crib.
He's back at the crib, and this shit happens again. If it's real, this shit look funny in the light. The day your single drops, all of a sudden this happens, and now he has the number two song in America right now,
featuring
Nicki Minaj. So.
I haven't heard it yet.
The song is terrible. It's atrocious.
I won't take your word for it. I'm going to go listen.
It's horrible.
Everybody should go listen for themselves because fucking Ricky's.
Save yourself the time. It's unbearable. I mean, what do you expect? It's fucking Nicki Minaj and Tekashi. It's terrible. Name the last thing Nicki Minaj has been on that was worth a listen.
I'm not going to do the speaking. Speaking of niggas releasing music that isn't worth the listen, 50 Cent and Floyd were going at it this weekend, and shit really got shit really got nasty.
Great segue, dog.
Because you know, I ain't like shit 50 made since Go Shawty, you know that. Because boy, but
it's been a while. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know. So 50 Cent is always on the gram, fucking with Floyd women, right? He does this a lot.
He does.
And for some, I don't know what the fuck happened this weekend, but Floyd snapped, right?
Floyd definitely
Floyd
snapped.
Floyd spazzed.
He spazzed the fuck out. But weren't they like, before we get into it, weren't they like best friends or some shit?
They were business together, were they not?
I remember when Ross and 50 was beefing. Ross was also beefing with Mayweather because of the fact that they were so tight.
They have an on and off friendship because of the kind of people that they are. They're both terrible people.
Right.
Right. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but like, who do we know famous for being friends with Floyd? He doesn't have friends.
He doesn't.
He's
have
a
friends.
Loner, as is 50, because they're both assholes.
Yeah.
So it's like they find that light in each other, and then they enjoy each other's company temporarily, and then they begin to beef. We've seen it before. They go back and forth, back and forth. Okay, here's the motherfucking post that Floyd said. Curtis, confidential informant Jackson, you're mad because your oldest son Marquise's mother doesn't want to be with you. Your son, your own flesh and blood, wants nothing to do with you. You haven't had a hit song on the radio in God knows how long. You're definitely not hot enough to sell records anymore, so Interscope dropped you. You're jealous of any rapper, athlete, or entertainer that's hot. I got something going on with themselves. You're a certified snitch, and we got the paperwork to prove it. You talk about Ja Rule, but you stole his whole style and ran with it. You're the only one self-proclaimed gangster that's never put in any work. You need to pay homage to the real 50 Cent for stealing his name and storyline. Your claim to fame was getting shot numerous times and living to tell the story, and you think that's gangster. Where at? You're currently living in a fucking apartment in Jersey. You're always in somebody else's business just to stay relevant. You should just become a blogger because you obviously don't have anything going on in your life. Are you mad that Kanye ended your career? The only thing you have going on is power, and everybody watches that shit because Ghost is a dope-ass character on the show. He says, you can leave the show and everybody will still watch Power, but out here in the real world pretending that I'm the real Ghost. That's not a mansion in Connecticut that you're in debt for. That's a dump, a money pit, an oversized trap house. It was dope when Mike Tyson had it in the early 80s and 90s, but you couldn't afford to maintain it. You're always talking about somebody else's broke, but last time I checked, Curtis Jackson filed for bankruptcy, not Floyd Mayweather. Wow. So quick to gossip like a bitch. Why don't you tell everybody how you got herpes from DJ?
Oh, my God.
Where you mean for that, huh? Or better yet, post on how your Coca-Cola deal wasn't really $300 million, you fucking liar, and tell everybody that spinning G-unit that you got robbed for was fake. Just remember, I was with you every day. And your driver, Bruce, is my driver also. I know where all your bones are buried, nigga. So be easy, Curtis Jackson. And by the way, don't ask to borrow no more money from me, nigga.
So then 50 responded with, he said, "This the caption of this post is, this was Floyd Ruff's draft before he got his ghostwriter involved. 50 Cent broke. He got herpes from DJ. He's vitamin water deal wasn't for 300 mil, and he spent mil M-E-A-L. You should just be an blogger, because you stay in other peopole business.
Peopole.
Your own son doesn't even mess with you. There is a lot of peopole who hate you, too. Don't ask to borrow money from me anymore. Get the strap."
Here's what's crazy.
So stupid.
If you read 50's first post, he's talking shit about women who are being openly disloyal to Floyd. Right. And it almost feels as if he's warned Floyd about these women before.
Uh-huh.
Floyd ain't do shit. So now I'm going to go online and make a spectacle because I'm trying to help my friend.
Right.
Is what that looks like.
Right.
Because 50 fucking says some shit like, well, she said a post, I'd rather have a husband than a baby. Money isn't everything. Real love is. If you think he didn't try locking me in, you better or knocking me up, you're wrong. I chose to leave and not have his child. Congratulations. Be strong along with nice things. I'm love, but I've never been in love, and I still believe in love. And 50 was like, oh, no, you're supposed to be on top, champ. You keep losing hoes in front of everybody. She's saying she wants love instead of a few things, and you blew a whole million on that bitch.
Wow.
A nigga going to walk up and walk off with that hoe ain't got to die. And I mean, like, it's rough, but that's how I would do my friends.
Right.
Like, if I had a homeboy in hoe problems and he was fucking drowning and wasn't listening, I'm going to embarrass you. You have to get this message one way or another. That's what tough love is.
You know what's crazy? I think this has the potential to get very, very messy because they have secrets on each other. And we all know 50, he doesn't care. He'll take it there.
And the thing is, we both know that Floyd and 50 aren't what they seem, and we just don't know why.
Right.
So it's like if they begin to expose each other,
right,
it's going to be fucking fun for us.
It's going to be fun for us. It's going to be fun for us. But I always knew that something was going to happen with that friendship because they're too much alike.
But it's always exploding. Like, they have documented at least 5 on and offs.
Right.
They fall out, fall back in, fall out, fall back in. There are pictures of Floyd with Rick Ross when they fell out.
Right.
You understand? That's just what that dynamic is.
But that's the thing. When you're messy like they are or tend to be, it's hard to keep friends with people who are like you. Because it's hard for them to keep friends in general.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a messy person, it's hard for you to have a friend. But now you're supposed to be best buds with someone who's as messy as you are. It's not going to end well.
I mean, but the reason why I trust 50 to come out on top is because he's been here before. Like, he's been amongst niggas who he's considered friends and still collected dirt on them. Like,
right.
Buck, Young Buck went from a soldier to a nigga who I could release the pre-recorded tape of you crying. Like, let's not act like 50 doesn't have a contingency plan for everybody in his life.
That's true.
Your son disrespects you, he's cut off. Contingency plan. Like, everybody who crosses 50, you get yours.
But I guess it's safe to say that 50 does have herpes. Because
he's not defending himself.
He's not defending himself, and Floyd is not going to make that claim
without
knowing facts.
Who the fuck is DJ?
We need to find that out. Because 50 can easily end this by suing for defamation of character. That hasn't happened yet. So, it's like, okay, maybe this is true. This guy's herpes.
Okay, because 50 is sue happy.
You know what I'm saying? He's sue happy, and Floyd's lawyers are not going to allow him to release that with making that claim if it's not true. So
I'm so excited.
This is going to be very entertaining.
50's baby mama posted a meme of Usher
sipping wine.
So it was a double whammy for sipping tea and herpes.
Right.
Double points for you, madam.
Wow.
Great job.
He addressed it. He was like, you want some of this too,
that
bitch?
Bum ass bitch. Hey, I'll never forget when he said he put her in the house and she had a nerve to move in some fucking RN. And then the guy was like, well, that's not bad. An RN's a respectable career. He's like, no, a nigga not a nurse. He's a regular nigga. Curtis Jackson.
He's the GOAT when it comes to that shit. But that leads me to ask this quick question. You know how these two have secrets on each other. Are you ever scared after a breakup or after you're done dealing with a woman that she might reveal some of your secrets that you've shared with her during pillow talk?
Okay, here's the thing, right? My friends, my family, and women that I date all say that I am notoriously closed off. And it's because of that shit right there. For me, like, my biggest fear is confiding in somebody some shit and then knowing that if we fall out, it could become ammo.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, I never feel like when I'm having a bad day, when shit goes wrong with me, I never feel the need to vent to anybody.
I don't really vent.
I don't really talk to people about my problems because that's stressful to me. Like me telling you, hey, bro, I got a bitch pregnant and shit's about to be real. Yeah. Like if that's terrifying for me and I tell you now, all I'm worried about is can I trust you withholding this fucking information?
Right. That's stressful.
And for me, that's more stressful
than the news.
Than the actual fucking news.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I agree.
You understand? Because, and we see it happen all the time. Like, you fall out with so-and-so, and then automatically everything that you trusted them with now becomes ammo.
And that's what happened with me. I mean, that's what happens with me. The same thing you say, because I hold a lot of shit in, and very few people I feel comfortable with sharing personal stuff with. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much people in this room and my girl and, you know, my family. But even before I had my girl, it's like, you didn't know too much about me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because it's safer.
It's safer that way.
It's fucking safe.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not like my best friends, if you're not like, you know, my family, my in my inner circle, you're not going to know. Like, even with my social media, I don't let too much out there that I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this
I see
is for
people,
jokes.
Yeah, this is for jokes. Jokes. If I say something about myself, it's because I'm okay with you making jokes
it's
about
it. It's for jokes.
Shit. That's
Pick
it.
Pick your fucking head up, son. That's what he means.
Yeah, pretty much. Because pretty much.
Because everybody isn't like an honorable person. Like, right. There are some people that you know, even if you and I fall out and never speak again, you're classy enough not to be fucking messy.
Exactly.
Some of those people exist.
There's still some good people.
Ben's a class act.
No, Ben's a classic.
You understand? Like, if me and Ben never become enemies, he won't tell everybody that I have herpes. I believe that.
No, he won't.
I believe that.
No, he wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Right? Like, no matter how mad Ben is after we fall, I don't think he's that guy.
Yeah. If me and Ben fell out, he wouldn't tell everybody that my breath smells like dog shit.
He won't spray you. Yeah, he's not that guy.
He would let the people find out for themselves.
No, but for real, that's on some, like, you know, no disrespect to women, but that's some female shit.
But I don't want to even call it
gay
that
nigga shit.
Because let me tell you what happens. Who do you think, how do you think nudes get out into the fucking
exactly.
open internet? Is that, niggas getting mad
that's the whole
and not having
shit.
Enough class to just delete them?
That's the whole nigga shit.
The only people that expose people are women, gay niggas, and whole ass niggas. And not all women, not all gay niggas, but I'm just saying, for the most part, real niggas don't do shit like, because let's be honest, guys. Let's be honest with each other. All the niggas that are in this room right now, we all have received pictures from women that can exploit certain women. Have you ever once in your mind thought of releasing these photos?
Fucking
no. Never.
Even if they release my nudes first.
Even if they're
still a class act.
I've had women who have tried me as far as like said some shit to me because they don't like the way our relationship ended, or I've done things because of the way the relationship ended. And that thought has never crossed my mind.
Because I mean, for one, I don't want to burn the bridge, because if you come back, I mean, all is forgiven.
All is forgiven, all is baby. Forgiven.
And 9 times out of 10.
All is forgiven. All right, well, speaking of come back and all is forgiven, goddamn, Pusha T got married, that son of a bitch, hey. To Virginia Williams.
Hey, don't mention that name.
Oh,
yeah. No mention that fucking name.
No beef, Pusha.
Listen, all day today, Twitter reporters have been reporting how he got married. Not one tweet had her name in it. Niggas are shook.
Niggas don't want no pressure.
Niggas don't want no pressure, dog.
No smoke
with my dog. You know what I'm saying? But congratulations to Pusha T. His brother did the ceremony.
That's okay. You know what? I thought Pusha was doing his own ceremony because of his voice. His brother did it. No Malice.
Yeah, No Malice did
it. That's fucking. It looked regular. You know what? I'm just gonna say his for a rich nigga, his wedding looked regular as fuck.
But it was so high fashion. Though.
That nigga's a drug dealer, man. That nigga don't fucking give a fuck about that.
He's not a fucking drug dealer.
Pusha T's live.
He's not. If he's not a drug dealer, then Drake has no mob ties.
Duh. Okay, that's right. All right,
okay. So
shake on it. Okay. Okay, I'll take that.
I didn't expect for it to end that easy. I wanted to argue.
Pharrell was his best man.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the fucking insane speech that nigga gave.
Crying.
You guys remind me of the rings of Saturn.
It's probably inspirational.
Fucking insane.
It's probably inspirational.
I want to know how Pharrell truly felt about Daytona coming out and Pusha having to wasn't able to use any of his beats. Because Pusha addressed it on one of his interviews where he's like, yeah, I had songs that had his beats, but I just couldn't do it because Kanye's a fuckhead. So it was like, whatever.
But Kanye was in control of that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Kanye and Kim went to Pusha's wedding and fucking...
I wonder if Drake got an invite.
Fuck you, Pusha.
His son.
What's the matter with you? Is that even relevant?
Unlike Drake, Pusha T takes care of his son Pusha T took care of Drake.
Pusha T has no kids because his dick doesn't work.
Drake is his kid. He took care of his son.
I'm so offended right now. I'm so
triggered. Of course
triggered.
You are. You're an emotional bitch. So like all his fucking fans. His fanboys.
Would have came back to you, but I just needed time.
Let me tell you something,
fuck
bro.
Fuck you, bitch.
Niggas haven't talked about Daytona in months.
You bugging.
You know, Daytona months. Is like, other probably than Drake's album, Daytona, most of Daytona's first week sales were pure sales.
That bro. Shit is
no
like
fucking
the,
streaming.
It's like the Arby's of rap music right now, my nigga. Here we go. You like that, Ben?
Because no one likes Arby's, right?
Oh, very you know, good. I've never eaten there.
No, I've never eaten there. How are they still open?
I don't know.
Red
States.
Okay.
Red States.
I have a theory. Maybe it's open because niggas don't eat there. Like, if I'm a good old-fashioned white man and want a meal with no niggas around, I'm going to take my ass down to Arby's. That's what it sounds like. Oh, shit. You can go to Arby's.
Damn.
And not see no niggas.
Because I don't really see Arby's, and I don't know of anyone who says, hey, where are you going for break, dog? I'm like, I'm going to Arby's. You want something? Like, I've never had that happen.
It was crazy.
I don't even know what's on their menu.
It's cheap as fuck, but I'm not. Like, I'll even risk Arby's. My life and eat churches before I do Arby's. I've struggled before. I've needed 8 chickens
like
for $2.
Every fast food restaurant has that signature burger. Like, you know, Wendy's, you have that triple. Burger King has the Whopper. McDonald's has the Big Mac. Chick-fil-A has the chicken biscuits. Like, what the fuck does Arby's have? Like,
dun, 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 dun. They have the meat.
Pause.
I was waiting for you to say this again. I was waiting for it.
Fucking crazy Arby's.
Speaking of fucking crazy, Michelle Williams has come out this week. I'm sorry. I didn't want to make that. I didn't want that to be it. That's what you gave me. I wanted something else.
I'm sorry,
you
know,
it's like double dutch. I'm sitting here and I'm waiting for something that's appropriate, and that's what you gave me. Fucking crazy. So speaking of fucking crazy, Michelle Williams has come out and just officially stated that she's gone through depression and she wanted to be open with it. And everybody in the world said, bitch, duh, it's about fucking time you said something. Okay? We could tell. We know that you've been struggling.
She was so skinny, bro.
You were so skinny, and you had to go to work every day, and Beyonce's your coworker. Yeah. I'm depressed, too.
Hey, but listen, I ain't going to lie. Michelle skated on that Cater to You. I put my leg in your hands, and I still cater to you.
She's through the good. Okay, that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I actually didn't mind her shit on Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
She had the climax of the
Here
song.
Here come happiness.
She had the lit part.
They be trying to help Michelle. They be giving her a little breakdown, the beat change, the fucking shit drop.
But you know, it's really hard to watch her dance. Like,
remember when she fell on 106?
She's horrible.
Yeah. That was her that fell, right?
It was hilarious. Oh, it's hilarious.
They kept it moving on them.
That's what's most important about that fucking video.
Beyonce looks down.
Yeah. And literally her face said, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be Beyonce. That's what the fuck her face said. She didn't give a fuck about Michelle's misfortune, dog.
I'm always ready, Kenny.
That's nonsense. Pish posh.
But yeah,
but definitely, bro. Like, if you, I am a big proponent of getting help for fucking mental health, my nigga. Say some shit, go see somebody, and do that shit.
Talk
bro.
To somebody, man.
Talk to fucking somebody.
You know,
I don't need it because it makes me fucking anxious. So like, speaking to people has the adverse effect for me.
Right.
But if you need to speak to somebody, go do fucking it. Speak, bro. Therapy works.
But you know, when we on episode 7, when we were at Niggas in Therapy, I think it was Chrissy who said it. Like, she made a good point. You know, for us, it's easy for us to say that because we have somebody we could talk to. We have people we could talk to. Even for me, this podcast, in a sense, is therapy. You know, talking with y'all niggas, laughing and joking with y'all boys. A lot of people don't have this outlet or have this, you know, this ability, an ability to speak to someone where they can let out their thoughts and how they're feeling and their emotions.
Well, maybe they shouldn't be such fucking losers. Have a friend. Find a friend, bro.
Nigga, therapy didn't. Like, if hair therapy can't help you, Jesus can't help you, what can help you?
Black people, Jesus is not a therapist. Don't go to church. Go seek some fucking help, okay? He won't talk back to you.
He's a redeemer. He's a healer.
He's a healer.
Yes.
Okay? He's the son of Nazareth. He is the Savior. He is the Messiah. But he is not a therapist.
You know what? One of these episodes, I'm interested in interviewing Plus to see where he went wrong.
What?
Like, not where he went wrong, but where shit changed.
Listen
for him.
To me.
Here's changed for him somewhere.
Church serves a purpose. The thing is, niggas go to church and think, I don't need therapy because I have church. And that's wrong. That's not fucking right. If you need help, if you're going fucking bonkers, go see someone.
I kind of agree with that.
You can't pray away that shit. When you get off your knees, the problem still exists. Go fucking see someone. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying prayer doesn't have its time and place, as does Jesus. I'm saying get help if you need that shit, dog.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is from your choir director.
That's all.
I'm just worried of somebody going home and saying, you know what? Plus is right. Church is bullshit.
No! I mean, if you want to have that conversation, I will.
We don't.
Okay.
I don't think we want to take it there.
I'm telling you, that's my end game.
Then let's.
After I do comedy and I retire, I'm going to open a fucking church and ride out into the sunset. I'm telling you, that's my end game. No taxes. I'm going to hit a lick on you niggas. All right.
I'm telling you, we're sitting in front of a pastor's son right now, and he's fucking laughing.
Because he knows. When I said that pastor's kids are the first ones who know. Yeah. Because we don't know that pastors are flawed people until we're like 16. He knew when he was 5. He knew when he was 5 that pastors fuck up. We didn't know that.
Yeah, because
we didn't know that shit.
I'm pretty sure Kenny asked himself plenty of times, how's my dad a pastor? And he's beating the shit out of me the way that he's beating
relentlessly.
Me. Relentlessly.
Don't you serve a God of peace, man? Why are you beating me like this?
Jesus said to forgive.
The wails we used to hear. Oh, my God. Remember when Joe Jackson in the movie beat on, who was it?
Tito.
Yeah. For breaking one of the guitar strings?
You're going to get it.
That's what it sounded like.
Every time.
Yeah,
the vending machine. And they got Kenny.
We're beating Kenny took pride, bro.
Damn. Wow. Kenny sacrificed himself for
he me. Was the lamb.
He was the lamb.
There's one beating that I can't say that nobody never knew about, but cursing. Was when I came out of school, I went and hopped in the car with my dad. He was on a whole bunch of mess. And I said, why are you piling that garbage, man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Boy. Yeah, that's where you messed up.
He's like, all right, cool, no problem. We get home. You know, I say hi to mommy. You know, I say go to my room. But as I can see, right as I hit the door, I see somebody buzz over the door before I even close.
Shit.
He had the belt. Dude, what I tell you, that was the worst beat that I got. I had a fart asleep.
Tell you something. There's no sleep better than after getting your ass whooped sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. It's better than after sex sleep.
No, it is.
It's better than high sleep. Something about sleeping after you cry.
I think what it is just you got your ass whooped, and it kind of lets you know, like,
damn, I can restart.
I can restart, and my mom or my dad don't fuck
they don't
around.
Fuck her. You wake up to the get that out of your
You system. Know you got your ass whooped if your dad or your mom beat you to sleep. You got beat to sleep, dog. That's some crazy shit.
But you know
dog.
What? Whenever I beat my son, when I'm done, I tell him to go to bed.
Yeah.
I tell him to go to sleep. Because I'm trying to give him a gift.
That and it allows you to reflect on it.
I'm trying to give him a gift. You're like, son, I'm gonna give you the gift of after ass whooping sleep.
I remember getting ass whoopings, laying down in bed, like saying to myself, never do it again. That's what that's for.
That's what it's
to
for.
Reflect.
Positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement. You fail your fuck ass, nigga.
All right, let's get into some let's get into some gangster shit. Ricky, I don't take you. Okay, because there's a concept, right, mm-hmm. of the homeboy who always needs to be put down instead of being assertive enough to go do it for himself. Mm-hmm. I don't take you as the guy ever having been to put me down with so-and-so guy. So I want to ask, do you have any put-me-down-ass niggas in your squad? Do you have experience with those kinds of people?
Every single one of these niggas in here are put-me-down niggas.
That's disgusting.
I put all these niggas on.
You guys are disgusting.
I'm lying. I don't want to see that face.
I was preparing a rant right now, though.
I looked from the right. I looked all the way to the left. Kenny grabbed the mic to give to Amos. That's how. Nah. Them niggas.
Niggas are sharks.
For the way it worked is like this. I'll put it like this. As far as the put me down niggas, the shit to me is kind of annoying. Because I think after a certain age, it was like we all knew, like, dog, just go talk to her. So
grow the fuck up.
Right. So what we would do is like me and Amos, we knew pretty much everybody. So what because everybody's younger than me and Amos. So we, you know, the younger niggas would be like, yo, you know what's this, you know, so-and-so, what's good with her? Like, ask for info. You're like, yo, she cool, blah, 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 blah. But go get that.
Yeah, no, but that's not put me, okay, that's different.
That's what I'm saying.
That's classic.
That's what I'm saying. We have no, it's not no put me down niggas. Now, I've dealt with niggas in college was like, yo, Rick, I seen you riding on such and such Facebook wall, man. What's good with her? Put me down, my nigga. No, bitch, I ain't putting you down with shit. Nigga, go fucking holler out of yourself.
Why am I going to use my face
fuck out of
for
here.
Your shenanigans?
And I know you a lame nigga.
Oh, good.
Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not fucking putting you
can't
down.
Can't give you a pussy referral? I can't do that.
Hell no. And but, for me, I was such a shiesty ass nigga when I was in the game. It was like, nigga, I'm going to put you down. But really, I was putting myself down.
So I could piggyback off of what you said because I was the type that if anything I would ask for the background knowledge,
mm-hmm.
like you know who she hang with, you know who she dealt with.
That's what you gotta do.
What are her likes?
If
what
you're
are
a smart dislikes, nigga,
like, what do you know about her?
If you're a smart nigga, go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. It's cool. But damn, you threw my train.
I'm sorry. No. But you was right. But you're right. Like asking what she likes and asking about her. Like
here's what I was gonna say.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, a wise man once told me, mm-hmm. the worst thing that she could say is no.
Fuck that.
That's the worst thing that
she
could say.
That's the worst thing that can happen.
She's not gonna. You're not going to die if she says no. You're not going to catch malaria.
Nope.
Just move on.
Don't get me wrong. It hurts. It especially hurts. In public. It hurts.
It'll hurt for 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
4 seconds.
4 seconds.
And what I learned, especially down here in South Florida, we are outnumbered 4 women to 1 man.
That's right. Talk the gospel.
There will be 3 others at least in a 24-hour time.
Let me tell you something, though. I'm going to tell you something. Move on to the next. Really quick. After that wise, I was that wise man, speaking of. But when I told Ben that, this nigga, when he got into sniper mode, I will tell you this, and this is with Reggie in the picture too. There's no nigga in the world that I know that is as bold as Ben when it comes to going to go get a chick's number. Mm. Ben sees something he want, boom. There's been times we walking around, you know, we walking around, boom, 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 boom. Like, yo, where the fuck this nigga been at? Oh, he getting a number.
Good evening, madam. I couldn't help but notice you smelled of petunia.
And you know what? You know what? Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
You know what?
And I hate that he said that because I always approach the situation with respect.
Of course.
I always approach it.
The thing is, with your beard and your face, you don't look like you should be saying the words you're saying.
You know what? One day I walked up on Ben bagging a chick. I followed him. He didn't even know I was following him, right? I just wanted to know what he's saying. All I got was, really quick, before he noticed I was there, because I didn't want to fuck him up, was, good evening, madam. I wanted to just know, let's just let you know that you're beautiful, and I just wanted to ask you one question. She's like, what's that? Are you spoken for?
Oh,
When he said that shit out, I was like, damn, that's how he does it.
Are you spoken
for? Are you spoken for? I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? That shit was so smooth.
Is someone speaking for you, bae?
After he said that, that girl was like, 954-785.
I hate that he's
but
not
yeah,
lying.
I thought.
I'm trying to think back to when you like possibly followed me because I said that before.
Are yes, you like,
I think we were at that's your spiel. But yeah, but as far as niggas that do that shit, like I always hated that shit.
And here's what's naive.
I hate it, dog.
If you think that I'm enough good, that I'm in enough good graces to get you pussy, right? Why would I not use that for myself? What the fuck? Like, if I could put you down, I'm probably gonna put me down first.
And this is how it always. This is how it starts. Hey, yo, Rick, dog, you get all the hoes, dog. Which I always refute. Nah, nigga, I don't get all the hoes. But anyways, dog, I see you talking to such. It's your homegirl, whatever. Can you put me down? You started your sentence. Your introduction to the sentence was, Rick, you get all the hoes. So why would you think, one, I didn't already take that down, or two, I'm in the process of taking that down.
Don't be fucking naive.
And number three, why would I put you over me? Nigga, this is a, come on, this is a man's world, man. Dog eat dog. Bro. I'm not fucking looking out for you before I look out for myself. Get the fuck out of here. Don't ask me that bullshit. I hate niggas that do that.
They need to man the fuck up. Speaking of people who man the fuck up, I don't know if you guys noticed, there's a phenomenon online of women proposing to men, of women getting down on one knee and proposing. Ricky, if Maya proposed to you tomorrow, got down on one knee, had a sterling silver engagement ring in a box and presented it to you. What, and remember now, don't go crazy because this is your girl saying, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. So right. You can't say, no, bitch, you can't go crazy. Mm-mm. Maya proposes to you tomorrow. What is your answer? How do you respond? How you rock?
My answer is yes, first. It's going to be yes, but I would be disappointed. I would be disappointed.
That's a good word to use.
Why is everybody so silent when I just said that? Like, because, everyone's looking at me like, what the fuck? Because,
everyone's scared.
Tell us why.
Tell us why.
It's registered now, bro.
I mean, because it's real. It's real.
I would be disappointed. I'm like,
make it real.
The reason why I'd be disappointed is because you took that up. You took that moment from me. You know what I'm saying? This is a moment that my entire, just like for women, they grew up their entire lives with their dream wedding, you know, the blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We grow up, and when it's all said and done, whether you're the biggest hoe or whether you're not.
That's all we got.
That one day you're going to get on one knee and ask a woman to marry
you. Be a man.
Now you just took that away from me. So yeah. I do love you. I do want to spend the rest of my life with you. I'm going to say yes. I'm not going to fucking dirty your face out here and say no. Because it takes a lot of courage for a woman to do that.
You as a man know that.
And as a man, I know that. But at the same time, I got to look at her point of view. If a woman gets to the point where she has to ask you to marry her, my nigga, you taking too fucking
too
long.
Too fucking long.
You taking way too fucking long. That's all that's telling me.
I feel like conversations happen before that, though.
Right.
Certain conversations has to happen before she actually proposes.
Like, if you made her feel as if, of course we're going to be together forever. Of course I want to marry you. Of course we're going to get married. And she pull up with a fucking ring. Right. Ain't she justified?
What we waiting on? What the fuck we waiting on?
Ain't she justified?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so how do we feel about women who propose? Like, because I asked you a personal question, right. But I didn't ask you about it generally.
My personal feelings, why not?
Okay.
Because for me, you taking away that moment, that's just my personal, for me.
Ladies, just know that. Nah, that's mine too.
Okay.
I feel the same way.
I mean, what a wonderfully progressive way of thinking, Ricky. You know, you've really grown as a person.
What the fuck? Are you listening?
That's crazy. Because if a woman tries to bend down on one knee and propose to me, I'm falling on the floor. Like, I'm going to fall on the floor because she has it, the optics literally say, okay, he just fell. That nigga just bust his ass. Apparently, somebody else just busted their ass in the back.
Somebody literally just fell.
Somebody just busted their ass in the back.
Right on cue.
Beautiful.
Someone just fell.
I thought you pressed the button just now.
No, but nah, man. And my preference is that my woman is not going to propose to me because, just like you said, I want to be the one to propose to you because it's a statement.
Right.
It's a statement. A statement that you're never going to forget. And I know I'm probably not speaking for every woman out there, but I want to believe that every woman wants to experience that moment where right. they're being chosen as a lifelong mate, right. as a lifelong partner. So
I don't think that's true. Because the super feminists would say that it's disrespectful to even... You're right.
The machines, though.
They're Ellen.
Somebody needs to tell me where Ellen gets her fucking bomber jackets from. Man, that shit's a bomb, bro.
Exquisite.
That shit's fire.
Whoa. And they're so fitted, bro. Oh, man.
If a woman got down to propose to me, bro.
Good luck.
I would do... Fuck you. I could be loved.
You know, not to even cut you off really quick, but that's the thing. Because off air, off the podcast, you're a great dude, great personality. You're a great person, dog. You'd make a great mate. This is what baffles me as to why. But that's another topic for another
episode. Okay, no, I'm making sure. Anybody willing to marry me and still let me fuck other people, hit my DMs.
Oh, here we go.
Let's continue. Let's continue. If you're not game, don't send me any DMs. Okay? If you don't want to take me smelling like other people's vagina, don't send me a DM. Okay? You need to be tough.
And he's serious, dog. People
nah,
are
last mile. Was that's what I'm cracked. Saying.
People are going to listen to this and laugh, but he's serious.
Listeners out there, I just want to let y'all know, not one smile was cracked. Not one. Stone cold serious.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I'm sorry, but I cut you off, so finish what you
no,
said.
No, but like, I don't.
A woman proposes to you.
I would, you know, you ever like. You remember how your mom would smile and cuss you out?
Right.
Like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck up on this floor and start fucking embarrassing me from all these fucking people, I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
And, you know what? It called me old school, but I feel like it's emasculating as shit. Like, why are you bending down to me, fam? Get your ass up.
Yeah.
You're a woman. Get the fuck up.
It's probably coming from... Again, I don't want to speak on behalf of women, but that woman is probably very dominant. She probably has like a dominant
type
experience.
A.
Yeah, type That's A. Right.
But it's just like, at that point for me, I feel like the bride. Like, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying?
You might as well buy a dress.
At that point,
she should pay for the wedding.
For real. Go ahead and foot the bill. No, at that point for me... Even though you proposed to me and I said yes, we're still getting married when I feel like I'm ready to have the fucking wedding.
Because at this point, you fucked up the whole order shit. Yeah. You ain't talked to her dad.
Yeah.
You was upset.
Oh, bitch, we waiting now. I was going to propose next year, but now you added another three, four years.
I need to think about what you just did. Yeah. I'm hurt. I'm offended. And I need time.
Thanks for affording me another 3 to 4 years, dummy.
But see, that means, right? Like, if a woman were to, like, make that jump, mm-hmm. it definitely means she loves you, right?
Of course.
Now, I saw this meme online, and it said that relationships are more successful when the man loves the woman more than the woman loves the man.
Okay. That's interesting. It's very interesting.
I agree. Now, I want you to say, my mother... Literally, when I was like 8 or 9, I never forget this shit. She told me, when you get married, make sure you find a woman who loves you more than you love her. Make sure you do that. And I never got that shit. But like, you know how certain moments from your childhood stick out to you for no apparent reason?
Right.
That's one of them for me.
This is the thing. So... This has always been a hard thing for me to grasp to this day. Because if Maya gets upset with me about something, she can easily say, oh, you don't care. Only because for that, whatever it is that she's mad about, I don't care about that specific thing that she's mad about. Does that mean she loves me more than I love her?
That's not what I mean. I mean...
No, Mom, I'm not saying that's what you mean, but I'm asking, like, how do we quantify...
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
In every relationship... There's always one person who loves more than the other person. Like, I never think that shit's equal. It's never equal. Okay. It's never, ever, ever, ever equal.
Okay. I agree.
And it's like, so like in your relationship, for example,
right.
You pursued Maya persistently and she threw you away a few times until you said, yeah. And like you love and you boast about Maya. I'm inclined to believe in your relationship, it's you doing more loving than she is.
Hell yeah.
I'm inclined to believe.
Hey guys, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm inclined to believe that like, and then I've seen Maya, like Maya's cool as fuck.
Right.
Laid back as shit.
Laid back.
And like, your love is outpouring type of love. So it's like, I could definitely see, if I had to do from the outside looking in, you love her more than she loves you. You guys love each other, but I think she loves you more than you love her. Right?
You think she loves me more
than... No, I'm sorry. I'm drunk. Okay. You love her more than she loves you. And I think, so, and the meme is saying, per the meme,
is that
your that your relationship is going to work better because of that.
Hmm.
I wonder, do you agree or disagree?
With the meme, or that I love her more than she loves me?
With the meme.
With the meme. I would say so. I would say I agree with that, only because the general consensus is that the woman is always going to love the man more than the man loves the woman. But that's not always the case. We just show our love in other ways. Sometimes a man can show his love for a woman by simply, you know...
Acts of service.
An act of service. Where for women, it's like telling you, oh, how much I love you. And, you know, just, you know, showing you some type of, like, for Maya, like, her being like, yo, baby, the podcast is so dope. For her, that's her showing a sign of support. So that's love.
Words of affirmation.
Right. Words of affirmation.
But, like, there are also relationships where, like, you see people and you can tell that one person is just fucking happy to be chosen. I'm just happy,
just so happy to be here.
Be there
with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when you look at Carmelo and Lala, who do you think loves the other more?
Definitely Lala.
You know what the fuck I'm saying?
Right.
Like it's fucking apparent.
Right.
It's evident.
It's evident.
Like
when I look at
Obama's face, it looks like he's like, bro, I don't know how I landed this bitch, fam.
Yeah.
But I'm in the game and I'm thrilled. You understand? Sure. Like you can see it. You can see the dynamic.
That is true. Like for the most part, you look.
She motivated him to president.
You were right. That that's what she did.
Real nigga shit.
That's why he knows.
That's why I don't know.
She could have did this for anybody, and she chose me. Thank God.
According to the meme, for the purpose of the meme, you're pretty much looking for Urkel with Allura.
Right, because even in that, even when Laura began giving him play back, he was still.
Yeah.
He was still.
He actually went harder when Stefan Urkel came around. he had to work even harder.
He can't slip like
he's
this.
He's like, okay, first I have to deal with the fact that I'm a lifelong geek and she always hated me. Now this fucking suave ass
smooth
nigga,
ass motherfucker,
yeah,
is inside of me. Nah, come fam, on, I gotta fuck kill that nigga.
Fuck that. Fuck that stupid machine I invented. I hated that machine.
Shout out to Jaleel White, man. That shit was lit.
Huh?
Jaleel White, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bro, he had some characters on that motherfucking show.
Yeah,
he
was dope.
Yeah.
Side note, I watched their, they had a reunion episode, like last week, so all of them were like talking about the show. It was so apparent in everybody's face that they hate Jaleel White so much. Like, I'm talking about Carl, Laura, Harriet, Eddie, Rachel. Like whenever he's talking, they're rolling their eyes. They're so sick of this nigga, bro.
Wow.
Because every time they begin to speak about a memory, he was like, oh, I remember a time, me, Urkel the Star, I was in my hotel, and I was thinking, you know what? I should do Myrtle. And then I fucking did it, and... it was sensational. I think everybody agreed. It sold the merchandise. And he was a fucking dick throughout the whole... They fucking... Please Google this special and look at Aunt Rachel roll her eyes 18 times.
I gotta go watch that shit.
Why did every family-based sitcom back in the day have that one semi-attractive auntie or whatever?
Or yeah. Uncle Jesse.
Or Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, that one extra.
Why was that the formula?
Because
I just thought of that when you mentioned Rachel.
Because the point of those sitcoms was to have a character on the show that everyone can relate to. There's an Urkel in the family.
Formula.
There's a DJ in the family. There's a Michelle in the family. There's Uncle Jesse who's attractive but ain't got his own shit. There's a Danny Tanner who's a fucking lame and lost his girl either through death or just in general. So there's always that someone that you can always relate to. So there's a reason for you to watch the show every week. But Uncle Jesse was a real ass nigga. But there was a real nigga of the week this week. I don't know if
oh my god,
this shit.
I'm just fucking up.
But this shit is fucking raw as fuck. So
please talk to us about this kid.
Real nigga of the week. There's a nigga and he's from Tennessee.
Turn the music. Oh, turn the shit. Fucking music up. Hey.
Hey.
Real nigga of the
hey.
Week.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Y'all boys ain't ready for us.
Hey. Oh, this shit was so hard. Back then we was running Saucony's, Jabos.
I thought I was a hot boy. I wore white tees, Jabos, and Reeboks.
Buffalinos.
I thought I was a fucking hot boy. I swear to you.
Like, you couldn't tell me I wasn't juvenile.
You couldn't tell me I wasn't fucking Turk. I thought I was a fucking hot boy. All right, talk to us about this king, please.
He's from Tennessee. So what he did was he went on a date with a woman. So he's at the date, he's chilling, he's vibing, getting to know her. You know, like how we talked about last week.
Gentlemen.
Took her ass to Chili's.
For 60
two for
bucks,
20, you know what I'm saying? Date came up to about $45. So what he does is goes to the, like, he's about to go to the bathroom, takes her keys, he steals her car to go on another date with the next woman.
Oh my god.
Turn the music up, Ben.
Just waiting for the breakdown.
Hey, my hot boy, click. Hey, she stole the car to go to another date. That's crazy as fuck. That's some real nigga shit. I'm sorry. If
where the fuck is Turk? What are you doing? Turk, where are you?
He's in New Orleans.
If you're listening, call us, Turk. What are you doing? You got a raw deal. Baby fucked you over the worst.
He fucked everybody.
Okay. Man. I think of the entire label. Well, BG maybe. Turk and BG got it the worst. Shit.
Oh, this is my part.
I'm sorry, bitch. I know I was wrong, but you came so close to me, you made me thought it was home.
That's my mom. Yeah, juvie, dog.
He ain't got it. If it were me, I would have smoked him.
But yeah, that's our real
and
nigga.
I'm going to continue
week,
for representing the third.
His name is, by the way, his name is
Dumpster. Oh, wake up. I'm a all around hustler, getting paid in many ways. He killed that shit.
So raw, though. But the real nigga
why
week.
I'm in the room, which is the bird. And I'm going to continue for representing the church. It's the truth coming up by the dog. Juicy killed that shit.
I love Juicy, dog.
Me and player hating. And some cheese chasers. You were going from the meat.
Nigga.
How we beat. Oh, here come Birdman verse.
Oh,
it was the worst verse in history.
It never fails.
Niggas be thousand players. Five ball player, but I die for a true player.
It was terrible, dog.
Get it, Shawty in the red. Remember Shawty in the red?
Yeah.
In the red, twerking in slow motion.
Yeah.
Wearing my black glove. Revolution case, I got a buffet nigga head, cuz. CDs and DVs, it's a must.
But that nigga's name, the Red Nigga of the Week name was Kelton Griffin. He's from Tennessee, but yeah, he drove off in her Volvo to take her on another date. Oh, man.
How did he get caught?
At a drive-in movie theater.
He's so bold. He didn't give a fuck. He not only did he take the date with her car, her date was the car. They were in that shit for the movie. He's so disrespectful.
So bold, huh? In the middle of the movie, they came in and arrested him. He was like, all right, you got me. Real nigga, dog. Real nigga, dog.
Jesus. So have any of you guys ever gone on like two dates in one day?
Don't do this. Don't do this.
I didn't do dates. Why so would you do this? For me, that's a no.
Okay. But have you ever pulled a double whammy?
That goes without saying.
Okay. Have you ever pulled a triple whammy?
Yes.
Have you ever pulled the quadruple whammy?
Fuck you. All right. I'm not Iron Man.
You're not fucking Tony Stark.
Maya has two reactions right now. I cannot believe this shit. And the second one is, yeah, right. That motherfucker goes right to sleep.
Tell her that you weren't always 30.
I wasn't always 30 with kids. Hey. I wasn't always 30 with kids and six full-time jobs.
I feel bad for my future wife because she will never get my 23-year-old dick. You missed out. Girl, you missed out. That shit there?
26-year-old dick was
Hulk Hogan. I feel so bad for my wife.
Man,
because you're not getting me my heyday. You understand? You're not getting the heyday.
You see how Drake is controlling the music game right now? That was me at 26.
I had the game on lock.
You give me enough Hennessy, man. I have a flashback on your.
They call that nigga Hennessy for a reason.
I have a flashback.
Hey, time machine in that pussy. So I didn't lie. So Ben, gentlemen of the podcast. You ever pulled a double whammy?
No, I haven't.
So one a day. Boo!
I'm serious. I'm telling the truth.
You're like a leaf, huh? One a day? All day long. All day strong.
Yeah. I told you, dog. I live with this nigga. He was killing them in there, so he can only do one, dog. He was killing them, dog. He's slaying these women, dog.
It's like a spirit bomb. You can only do it one time.
Every time I saw a young
Lend
woman...
your powers.
Every time I saw a young lady leaving her home in one piece, I would thank the Lord because, like, damn, he didn't kill you because he sounded like he was killing them, dog. This timid.
I would send them home on a crutch.
Literally, dog.
She'd be leaving in a crutch.
And when they come back, I'm like, you want more of that shit? The fuck?
I can see Ben doing shit like a capoeira dance for 4K or shit. Oiling her down.
Ben would do Zumba in that place. Oh shit.
Listeners out there, this is all folklore.
So I because living with Ben, I see why women want the quiet nigga. Because when I say no, that nigga comes alive in the summertime. When that shit's on the line, dog. Oh my
god,
shit,
bro. Shit, that's funny.
But have you ever, nigga? What about you? Oh yeah, we already know you. Okay, we're gonna skip double whammy. We're gonna skip triple whammy. We're gonna go straight for the quadruple whammy.
I've never quadruple.
Yeah, I never have.
That's crazy. Reggie has. I'm not Tony Stark.
I know for sure Reggie has.
Quadruple? Wow. Like, how do you schedule it? Quadruple.
That nigga was a machine. Like, he was a machine like I've never seen before. Like, he had an insatiable...
You know what the problem was? The problem was that you were the standard. That's the problem.
I was, yeah.
Because how much older are you than he is?
I'm 5 years older than him. He always wanted to, one-up me.
Of course!
His entire life.
Oh, so you're fucking two bitches. Five!
Dog, I heard... He'd be like, yo, Jeff. Damn, dog. I heard that nigga Ricky had three, dog. I'm finna go for four, dog.
This nigga's insane. He's insane.
And I'm not just saying that to say that shit. Ben, what was our apartment called?
The
fucking
frat house.
House.
It was called the frat house.
We would see this shit, bro. It's crazy. Yeah. White House. In Tampa was the White House.
What the fuck? The White House.
This nigga Ricky used to go to sleep listening to The White House by Rick Ross. Like real shit. No jokes.
I love Rick Ross, dog.
My guy.
That song to me is one of the best songs ever created. We should end the show with that song. White House. Just to remind the motherfuckers.
All right. I think we got to ask a real nigga question now. We like a buck something. We're being responsible today.
Yeah, we are. We got to just cue up the music then.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. So
bitch.
Sorry.
Bitch.
Hold on. I'm so sorry.
What's up?
Did we say happy birthday to Kenny?
We did in the beginning.
Okay. I just want to make sure we say happy birthday to my dog.
You know who we didn't say happy birthday to?
Who?
Lena.
Oh, was her birthday?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I see what you did. But niggas got scared.
Like, you saw our niggas pause, like, oh shit.
Yeah,
and I was just talking to her, like a regular conversation. Oh yeah, so for the live show, I had this idea. Like, nigga didn't even say happy birthday. Okay, so yes, speaking of birthdays. Oh shit, dog. Plus, don't scare me like that, dog. What the fuck, dog? Cause Lena would real deal kill me for that.
Oh
shit.
No, absolutely. As she should. Can I have some chase?
Speaking of birthdays, women, when you're getting when it is your birthday, I know you want to get your hair done. I know you want to look cute on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all of that, Facebook. Or when you go into the club, make sure when you're getting your hair done, you want to get your hair. Holla at Heaven Sent Hair. If you want to look at the inventory, go to www.heavensenthair.com or you can call 1-833-5-HEAVEN. All lace wigs are on sale right now. You can take 15% off if you enter the code 15WIG. That's 15WIG. If you enter that promo code, it is a special NWO podcast promo code. You get 15% off of your wig, okay? So please, holler at Heaven Sent Hair. They have grade A, 8A hair. They not only sell it, but they wear it. Shop local, 1-833-5-HEAVEN-HAIR. They also have a YouTube channel, Heaven Sent Hair. Shop online, heavensenthair.com. Again, they have bundles, closures, grade A, 8A hair. They do have amazing bundle deals.
That yakking.
That. So please subscribe to their YouTube channel.
That pussy.
You can also text them too. They do have two numbers that you can text. I'll give you the numbers.
Haitian niggas.
Ladies, take these numbers down. 305-490.
This weave is.
8470. Or 954-850-5177. Please holler at Lena, holler at Jen. Let them know that you are hitting them up from NWO Podcast and you want the 15% off. Again, the promo code is 15WIG for 15% off the wigs. Heaven Sent Hair. This nigga scared the shit.
And please, no fucking returns.
Nah.
If you sew that shit in, if you bond that shit in, that's you, bae. That's all yours.
It's all yours now.
Figure it out. Wash it, hang it, dry it, dye it, do whatever. But we don't want it back.
I think it's good for you up to a year if you maintain it.
Please, don't wear that weave for more than 4 months, huh? 4 months, please.
And that leads us to our other skinny sponsor.
Skinny sponsor.
Where we're actually at right now.
Currently.
And it's actually my second home. I love this place.
Turn that bitch up. Free Buju, man.
It's like boom, bye, bye.
This is really offensive, by the way. Nah, it's really offensive.
All the Jamaican niggas, they be banging on walls and shit.
Body roll. Body roll.
This is before he became a roster.
Body roll. Sorry, please, Chris, whenever you're ready. Shot them dead.
Chris is high at the moment, so I'll take over. slide over to Vegetarian Delight.
Them been down back the way best, and accept the bag.
With the best vegan food in all of South Florida. You can holler at Chris. Come to 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. And get some of the best vegan food in all of South Florida. The phone number is Chris, 954
241-7402.
There you go. And if you are in the Miramar area, they do use Uber Eats.
Just follow us on Instagram at the Light Juice Bar. You know what I'm saying? We post a menu on there every day, so you correlate that with the Uber Eats and all of that. But check us out, man. We do something. We do a little bit of everything as far as the types of cuisine. So it's all vegan.
Like he said, holla at them. The Instagram is the Light Juice Bar. They do post every single day. They post their menu. The food is delicious. It's served fresh. It's the best vegan food that you are going to get. Not only that, Vegetarian Delight is hosting and is the official sponsor of our live show. We have officially been, as of today, the live show sold how many tickets?
Near 100.
So we are over 100 tickets sold for the live show. Please,
hey, can I say something?
Do not miss out on this. Go ahead, bro.
I'm cooking some food for the live show.
Hey. Hey, nigga.
But I ain't listen. I'm not cooking food for 200 people. Oh no! So no. Bring your ass early.
Early.
First come, first serve.
If you come late, don't be like, bro, I thought I took. Nope. I'm not taking no text messages. I'm not taking none of that.
Alexa.
You know what I'm saying?
And that reminds me that we did start a little promo for today. If you do order a ticket, when you do, just send us a DM of your confirmation. We'll send you something very, very nice and special catered just for you. I just want to holla at Bree_941. Her name is Brenda. She was the first person to send us a screenshot. She was actually the first person to send us a screenshot of her order. Shout out to you. We hope to see you at the live show. She made a mistake in her DM. She said her DM to us, she said, I hope you guys have, let me pull it up. She said, I hope you guys have thought tea, wine, etc. But she meant to say hot tea. So, you know, we ran with that shit. But,
so,
yeah.
So, she went thought wine. We're going to find you some thought wine.
Whatever, man. Hey, somebody get on that.
Whatever wine turns you out, we're going to get it.
We're going to find that ASAP.
So, shout out to you. We got your gift coming to you.
Can I also ask the listeners?
Go ahead, bro.
DM NWO Podcast and tell them, like, you know what I'm saying? Give them some ideas as far as what y'all would want on the menu. I don't care what it is, bro. I'm gonna make a vegan version of it, and you're gonna like it. So,
gang, shit.
DM NWO Podcast at NWO Podcast on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
So we are gonna be at Hookaholics in Miramar doing our live show. Ooh. We are gonna have a live performance. We are going to have the podcast, and it's also gonna have. We are also going to have a mixer. So pretty much, it's gonna be like a situation where you come. Have a little meet and greet with us, you know, and chop it up.
I'll even say this. Any white people that come to the show, I will let you say nigga with me during the theme song. Okay?
We are going to have big. A very, very, very special.
Okay? We're going to have the theme song. I will let you say nigga with
me. This is groundbreaking.
We are going to have a very special rendition of the NWO podcast intro. So y'all, you got to be there. You know what I'm saying? We are 100 tickets in. I'm not sure how much we're going to, you know, have as far as tickets seats go.
Nigga,
but
I don't want
to
control more than 200, please.
Exactly. So I would say about 100 more. So y'all get on it, man. People are buying these tickets fast. We can't wait to see you guys, meet you guys in person. We're going to have live forums. We're going to have a NWO podcast intro challenge. Winner takes all. So it's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be a fun night. Look forward to seeing you all. So yeah, definitely check that out. So we had to ask a real nigga question, right?
Yeah, we did.
So let's go ahead and cue that music and let's cue
that gangsta shit.
It's that gangsta shit.
Ask a real nigga.
Bitch, oh, this shit is mean, y'all.
Yeah. Every time. We don't use that fucking sound enough. Okay. This next question is from Eli's mother, who unfortunately listens every week and hears all this terrible shit and still allows me to help raise her son. God bless her. She wants to know, can a person that lacks career drive be a turnoff in a relationship? And do you think it can really cause a demise in your relationship, even if you're really in love?
Absolutely.
I agree. You want me to go first? Okay, so yeah, I think so. Yeah, I love you, but at the same time, if I'm grinding, if I'm doing my best to make something out of myself, or, you know, do better for myself, for you and for the family, or what have you, I feel like you should do the same as well. Why should I have to carry the burden of bettering myself while you're okay with being
shit
what you are?
Right.
You know, at this, you know, 5 years from today, we should be at a different level. We should be elevated from where we first began. If you're okay with being where you're at today, then you're not the person for me. And there's nothing that love can do to change that. I think at a certain point in time, that's going to weigh on the relationship.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree, because it's just frustrating as fuck. Like, when you're working your ass off and your quote unquote partner isn't matching that effort, like,
right.
it's discouraging as shit, and you feel as if you're carrying the entire burden by yourself. And once you begin to feel that way in any relationship, I think it's fucking, like, because, it's headed towards demise.
As people, we should be always striving to better ourselves, move forward.
Right.
So if we can't do that together, we're not going anywhere. We're basically treadmilling this relationship.
Exactly.
But I think what if you flip it? What if, okay, let's say I'm in a relationship, and at the present time, I'm making way more money than my significant other, but my significant other is going to school or trying to better themselves. So this person who I am feels like I don't need to do anything because I make way more than you at this present time.
You might actually be venturing off into a different discussion.
Mm. But, like, you don't need drive when you're rich. You've driven. You've drove.
But that's what I'm saying. If in my mind I make $100,000 and I'm rich, you're making $40,000, but you're trying to better yourself, I'm not going to go to any more school.
You don't need
But here's where we go with that. If I'm the man, you feel me? You hear where I'm going? Yeah. If I'm the man making more money, then the woman is inclined to use. She got time to better herself.
Right.
She got time because, I mean, the man.
She's afforded that time.
Right.
I'm not.
Ooh.
That's where we could potentially go.
Yeah.
That's why I said
that. So then you think that any man married to a rich woman doesn't have that time. Bitch, give it to Ben. I'm not. That's not for you. I turned it off. Why you trying to get high?
I'm not. I was just seeing how that shit
went. You can't.
I'm trying to get high as I can.
I never used a. What is that called? What is the machine?
I don't know what it's called. A vaporizer, perhaps? Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow. But yeah, men aren't afforded the time that a woman would be afforded. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that is a different conversation.
Yeah,
I'd like to have that conversation with the therapist.
Round two.
And I mean, it's. I'm trying to think of a scenario where, like, a nigga, like, I mean, Michelle Obama did it. She didn't have to, like, apparently he lived with her family in college.
Yeah, he did. But that was in college. We're talking, like, let's talk about what us right now.
From the way they say it, Michelle always has been the shit.
She's like, always been the shit.
Had a good family, and she was rocking.
Yeah.
And just found this broke nigga at Harvard.
Right. Should have been good regardless. But, come on, what are the odds of a nigga that's going to end up graduating from Harvard going to be on his dick for the rest of his life? Because,
okay, very good point. You know very, very, very good point.
Now, if she's living that life with a nigga from fam, okay. We can have this discussion.
I like HBCUs, fuck me.
Or Broward College, Miami-Dade. Where, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She's not staying. She's not asking her dad to take him in. Dad, he's graduating college in a year. Harvard, top of his class.
I mean, I know you're going to saute and chop up what I'm about to say, but Fantasia dated somebody who was working at T-Mobile. I mean, he seemed like he was pretty comfortable.
Amos?
Reggie?
All right. I don't know why you think Fantasia is a good example to use for anything. That's
because he low-key wants to beat.
No, Fantasia, boy. Let me tell you something. Fantasia's eating her. She's eating her macaroni and grits.
She's thick.
She ate her biscuits.
Ask her to spell biscuit.
You know what would be entertaining for me to see? Three people: Floyd Mayweather, Fantasia, and Beyonce in a spelling bee.
In a spelling bee.
Those three niggas.
In a spelling bee. I think Beyonce wins. Bro, that is such a funny sketch. Okay, if I think Floyd, Fantasia, and Beyonce at a spelling bee is some of the funniest.
That would be so fucking funny. I would pay money to see that shit. Three niggers.
Guys, I think we're fucking done.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any final thoughts?
My final thoughts is, please, if you fuck with us, if you rock with us, you like the show, please, I implore you to get a ticket, come to the show. You won't be disappointed. We are going to entertain you. Shit, even if you're not coming to the show, man, get a ticket anyways, man. Show us love, man. You know what I'm saying? Support us as we try to grow the show. A lot of people who have bought tickets have reached out to us, and I appreciate each and every single one of you.
Thank you so fucking much.
Thank you so fucking much, like I said. And to the people who have not bought tickets because you either you're out of town or you can't, I appreciate we appreciate you guys as well.
Thank you.
And I also want to, that's my final thought, say a happy birthday to my dog Silk. Corey, happy birthday, bro. Hey. Enjoy. Rare nigga. And blessings to you and your family, homie. Final thoughts?
My final thought is the same as it is every week. Follow us. Well, actually, listen to us on Spotify. Tune in. Google Play, Google Podcasts, because they have a new app, Apple Podcast app, SoundCloud. Please come out to the live show. It's going to be a good time. We're going to act a fool. We're going to make it. We're going to give you your bang for your buck. And if you're currently with somebody, remember, the Pussy Palace is a very good place. It's a good place. Let them in.
Let them in.
Please. Water the flower of the relationship. Let him in the palace.
My final thought. Please, when you get a chance, listen to us on the Awkward DMs. By the time you hear this shit, we should have did this shit yesterday.
Yep.
Please listen to the Awkward DMs podcast as we go toe-to-toe with some gangsters. They going to get the drop on us. But we're coming out with the choppers. It's us versus Anna Whiskey. So it should be really, 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 really good. Once again, please come out to our live show. It should be funny, gang, gang. Ladies, if you want to let you see my meat, it's up to you. Once again, I'm doing a show at the Little Haiti Culture Arts Center, August 18th. Please pull up. Tickets on sale right now. Live sketch comedy shows. Key and Peele style shit. Gang's gang. First time I've ever done this type of show. Pull up. It's going to be interesting. I'm writing and stressing out all fucking month. Pull up.
I think all of us are going to be at that show.
Suck my dick. I'll see it when I believe it. But I believe it when I see it. Suck my peen.
August 18th is on it's on a what? It's a weekend?
Saturday? Saturday night.
And we finna pull up. We finna pull up. Hey, man. This has been great, man. This was a good show, man.
We playing White House?
Hey. We're offline, right?
No.
Hey. What's your life? This is the realest nigga. Hey, Rosé, Port of Miami. This was number 12 on Port of Miami, man. White House, nigga.
I was 17, going on out of town. With a ride around, pull up on the block, with a block, don't tie it down. Pistol in his pants, and he stand like, fuck you. I'm from the other side, where we ride like a bus. New 36 OZs, got me riding Lexus. Chevy at the crib, get the weed, shit from Texas. Yeah, kind of D-boy deals on the yayo. Triple C the mafia, they kill when I say so. Before I wrote a song, I could pull a zone. I had to beat myself a bitch, I was on my own. Now I
pussy niggas took my shit to Jigga Man. I went to Manhattan and came home a young millionaire. Money on my mind, I'm a trill nigga anyway. I slap a pussy ass nigga down for anything. Motherfuck the other side, pussy niggas bleed pink. That's my opinion, wanna know what the chopper think. We loading up them things, boy, I'm a head bustle. Motherfucking music, nigga, where your real muscle? I'm in the White House, I'm in the White House. I put a hit on them niggas, they get wiped out. They get wiped out, and not one at a time. Car full of dead black males, red headlines.
On August 2nd,
Ant-Man and the Wasp teaming up.
Follow my lead.
Get ready for Big Heroes.
You know, I'm an Avenger now.
Yeah, so you've mentioned.
Big Buzz.
It's not like anything you've ever experienced.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
And the biggest movie of the summer.
I wish I had a suit. Even a suit with minimal powers. Even just a suit with no powers.
Easy now.
Let's fly!
Marvel Studios' Ant-Man and the Wasp. In cinemas Thursday, August 2nd.